Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, 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 baby
I had a Mustang in my old class, up in the sky, popping champagne, living my life.
Nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do with us. I got enough money in the bank for the two of us. I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. Half a million for the stove, taking trip from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your belt home.
Good
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in today's episode. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in again. Today's weather is 59 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 65 today, a low of 57. So that's not bad for tonight. Tomorrow, rain and 67, 100% chance of rain tomorrow. And 67 tomorrow, low 50. Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy, 66 and 64. So you're looking at not too bad weather after tomorrow, right? After tomorrow. So take that for what it's worth and run with it. Today's word of the day is inviolable. I-N-V-I-O-L-A-B-L-E. Inviolable. Okay, it's an adjective. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but I'm trying to pronounce it from its pronunciation. Inviolable. Inviolable is an adjective, and it means secure from violation or profanation. Okay, secure from assault or trespass. Unassailable. Secure from assault or trespass is inviolable. So it sounds like to me that means that not able to violate. So you're secure from assault or trespass. Now, let's see. I wasn't on yesterday. I just had so much going on. I'm trying to get ready. My oldest daughter turns 21 in maybe 2 weeks, and I'm trying to get ready for her. She wants all this different stuff, and we're trying to get it together. And you know, my wife's birthday is tomorrow. I'm trying to get that together, and I'm just I'm pulling my hair out. But we'll work it out, right? 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, today's show is entitled, I Know That a Lot of People Love Overtime, But Is It Worth It? Okay, is it worth it? And I know a lot of people who work overtime. I know a lot of people who work overtime where I work. And I'm always saying, now, the sponsor of our show is an accountant, okay? Taxes and accounting, an accounting firm. And they know a little bit about taxes and working overtime and tax brackets and all this stuff. I don't, okay? So I went online and pulled an article about working overtime to share with you guys, to let you understand that working overtime is not worth working overtime. Okay? You may see a little money, you know, during the year a little more money than usual by working some overtime. But actually, that money that you're making, the more money you make, then that pushes you into a higher tax bracket. So that makes you owe more taxes at the end of the year if you get pushed into this higher tax bracket, right? And the way that you get pushed into a higher tax bracket is if you make more money than you did last year, or more money than you are projected to make this year, okay? If that makes sense to you. Now you get pushed into a higher tax bracket, okay? And as you move up the scale to $100,000, $200,000, $250,000, all this stuff, you go to a higher and higher tax bracket, okay? That's why people that make a lot of money are always complaining about income taxes, all right? But that's the way it is, right? So what I wanted to talk about is because people always say, I'm going to stay over 2 hours today. I'm going to come in 2 hours early. I'm going to come in on Sunday. If they let us work Saturday, I'm going to work Saturday. I'm going to get that overtime. I'm going to get that 8 hours. I know one young guy, okay, that worked his 40 hours that week, 40 hours the next week, okay? So he worked 80 hours those 2 weeks. Then he worked he worked Saturday and Sunday the first week. He made time and a half on Saturday. He made double time on Sunday. Big money, right? The next week, he worked his 40 hours. He worked a half a day on Saturday, and then he worked a half a day on Sunday. That was a half a day, a time and a half, and a half a day, a double time, okay? So he made a lot of money. Now, when he got paid, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Frank, man, you were right about this overtime. I worked like crazy over the last 2 weeks. Now my paycheck was over $4,000. Okay, for his 2 weeks, his paycheck was over $4,000, but he only took home $2,300. Okay, they took almost $1,700 in taxes. They took $1,600 in taxes out of his pay. $1,600. Now that's a lot. Okay. He's married and he's got a kid. Now, this is the example that I want to give you guys. Okay. Now he said he understand now about this overtime because he worked a lot of overtime. He was expecting to take home at least $3,000. But he only took home $2,300 out of a $4,000 paycheck, all right, because of overtime. Now, if he's been working overtime all year long, now at the end of the year, he done made this much money over what he was projected to make, so he's going to be pushed into a high tax bracket. So he's going to owe even more in taxes. What kind of sense does that make? Okay. And then another thing, he's spending time at work making less money than he would if he simply worked his 40 hours a week. If you add in taxes and subtract taxes away from that, this is the exact same thing that happened right here. I'm going to read you guys this quick story and you can understand what happened. Okay, later this year, as you're taking a break from all your hard work, you might want to ask yourself if the extra hours on the job are worth it. Times of stagnant wages, more and more Americans are increasing their income by working longer hours. The Labor Department, this is not me now, okay?
This from the Labor Department. The Labor Department says that Americans have been putting in longer work weeks in recent years. Thanks to strong product demand, many companies are paying record amounts of overtime. For workers, that usually means time and a half, or in some cases, double pay. The payoff for overtime work appears to be a very good deal for the employee. But here's some unpleasant news. Thanks to the rising burden of taxes, the bonus income actually received from working longer hours is much less than one might. That's because every extra hour worked is taxed at the worker's highest marginal tax rate. Okay? I'm going to read that again. Okay? I'm going to read that again. That's because every extra hour worked is taxed at the worker's highest marginal tax rate. Okay? In some cases, overtime work may even push the worker into a higher tax bracket. That's exactly what I said. It turns out that even if the worker receives time and a half for overtime, a surprisingly large share of the bonus wages goes straight to the tax collector. Take as an example, a single working mother who is a nurse working at a community hospital. Assume her annual income is $40,000. Her job pays her a wage of about $20 per hour. As do most middle-income single heads of households, she struggles to make ends meet and pay the monthly bills. Now assume that her boss asks her on Friday if she wants to come in on Saturday, work eight hours of overtime, and earn time and a half. Sounds at first like a great deal. She calculates in her head that she will earn $30 per hour. That's time and a half. That would net her $240 to pay the bills mounting up at home, right? Wrong. Her net pay after taxes will be much lower. Okay? Listen now. Her net pay after taxes will be much lower. Now, do you want to make less money working overtime, or do you want to make more money working your 40 hours a week? That's a no-brainer, guys. I'm telling you. I'd rather spend that Saturday at home with my family doing some fun stuff. Back to the story. On her overtime earnings, she would have to pay a 28% federal income tax, a 7.65% federal payroll tax, and roughly a 6% state income tax, assuming she lives in an average tax state. In addition, her employer must pay a 7.65% payroll tax on her behalf. Let's calculate how all of those taxes will affect her take-home pay. This is the nitty-gritty right here. Okay? Now, I have a table here, and I'm gonna kind of read it out for you. This table shows that her $240 gross pay shrinks to $144 in take-home pay. You go from $240 take-home pay to $144. Okay, $240 was your gross pay. Now, after taxes, just for Saturday. Now, after taxes, it's going to be $144. Including the payroll taxes paid by her employer, the government nets $114 on the deal. Okay? That includes $63 in federal taxes, $14 in state income taxes, and $37 in employer and employee paid payroll taxes. In other words, the tax collector gets about 45% of the total compensation for the woman's extra work effort. Okay? She worked 8 hours that day at time and a half. 45% of that money is going to taxes. Okay, now listen to this. The actual take-home pay for giving up her Saturday is not $30 per hour. It's closer to $18 an hour. Or to put it another way, of the 8 hours she works on Saturday, 3.5 go to paying taxes. Now you heard that, right? Okay, for giving up her Saturday. She's a single mother, so time with her kid. Maybe she even had to get somebody, a babysitter, to watch her kid while she was at work. So that's even less money, because she got to pay the babysitter. She's supposed to make $30 an hour on Saturday. Her regular pay is $20 an hour. Now, she worked, if you take just this Saturday, where she made $30 an hour in overtime pay, after you take taxes out, her take-home pay was close to $18 an hour. She makes $20 an hour on the job in her 40-hour work week. If she works overtime, she's going to make $18 an hour in her job. Why? Now tell me, why would you work overtime? You're making less money take-home pay than you would working your 40 hours a week. You possibly, if you work a lot during the year and come to the end of the year, you're possibly going to be pushed into another tax bracket because you're making more money than your regular 40-hour work week for the year. So you're going to pay more in taxes at the end of the year if you do that. And your take-home pay is less. Why would anyone do that? Y'all tell me. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, because sometimes there's a 6-day work week, okay, mandatory, because of, you know, you may work in a production job and they low on production, so you have to work 6 days a week. Okay, now that's mandatory. Now you can't avoid that overtime. That's mandatory. You can't avoid that overtime. But voluntary overtime, which means that, hey, you know, who wants to stay over 2 hours? I do. That's voluntary overtime. You make $20 an hour. But you volunteer to make $18 an hour. Tell me now, am I wrong? Am I looking at this the wrong way? Or are some of you guys wrong? And I'm not saying don't work overtime. If it helps you get to where you need to be at that time, during the year, hey, do what you have to do. I'm not telling you not to work overtime. I just want you guys to see that working overtime is not what it's all cracked up to be. You know, some people think, I worked 5 hours. I had 15 hours overtime this week. Oh, okay, fine. Well, you got it. You make that money. But if you look at your taxes that were taken from your paycheck, where you would make $20 an hour during the week, and you worked overtime on the Saturday, now you're working on Saturday You're taking away your Saturday. You're not home with your family. You're not home with your kids. You're at work. Okay? Now you're making $18 an hour away from your family. Why would you want to go and make $18 an hour instead of $20 an hour? I really don't get it. And again, I'm not telling you guys not to work overtime. I just want you to see what it's about. See, your employer, your company doesn't tell you this stuff, but they want you to work overtime. Okay? They want you to work overtime. It's not hurting them. It's hurting you. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And again, now, believe me, because I got people texting me right now saying, Frank, you know, people need the money. I understand that. I get it. Everyone needs money, right? But how valuable is your time? Somebody told me one time, and we used to work with some really, really rich people, okay? And he asked me one time, he said, Frank, I want to buy a day of your life. How much would you sell it for? I'm like, a day of my life? And what do you mean, how much I'll sell it for? What are you talking about, a day of my life? Yeah, I want to buy a day of your life. Okay? I'm 65 years old. And I want to live longer. I got a lot of money. I got grandkids that I want to be with and this and that. If I can buy days from people, I could buy a day from you, a day from her, a week from her, a week from him. I could prolong my life that much longer. Enjoy my money. Enjoy some time with my grandkids. Enjoy some more time with my family. I mean, that's not possible, but it's just hypothetical, right? So I was like, I don't know, man. I had never really thought about that. He said, okay, well, think about this. Wherever you're working, okay, how much are they paying you for a day of your life? Think about it. So that's how much you sell a day of your life for. That's how much it is. You're going to work and work overtime on this job on a Saturday. Okay? Based on your taxes, you're making less money than you did Friday, yesterday when you went to work. And you're going to work on Saturday. And you're taking time from your family. You're taking time from something that you really want to do. You may have wanted to go bike riding, motorcycle riding. You may have wanted to go for the weekend, take a weekend trip somewhere. But nah, I'm going to postpone that trip. I'm going to work this weekend. Make a little bit of money. The money that you make on Saturday, you're working double, time and a half. It's less than what you made on Friday. Because the taxes are chewing it up. So based on that, you would sell a day of your life, or this is example I just gave you of the nurse that made $240 that Saturday, gross pay. That's before take home, not net pay. She made $240. But what she took home was, what did I say she took home? She took home $144. So she would sell a day of her life to this millionaire for $144. I mean, you sold it to your company for $144. Why not sell it to him for $144? Y'all got a thing. And that's all I want to do is help you guys think about what may be more important to you. Now, it may be more important to you to go ahead and make that overtime pay. It may be more important to you to make $18 an hour instead of $20 an hour on a Saturday. Okay? I don't know. What is it worth to you? Will you sell a day of your life to a millionaire for $144? So that's taking a day off of your life. However many days you want to sell to him, that's taking that many days off of your life because you sold them days to him. Hey, y'all got to think about this stuff. And that's all I want to do is help you guys to think. And I'm the same way. I'm learning just like you guys are learning. When I read this article, it about knocked me down. It's like, oh, man. That's what the guy at work was talking about. His gross pay was over $4,000 in his paycheck. Gross. But after $1,600 in taxes, his take-home pay was $2,300. Think about that all the time when you look at your pay stub and see, you know, what you made, what came out in taxes, what you taking home, and see what you would have taken home if the government wasn't a part of your life. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Now, I have just a couple of minutes left in the show, guys. I hope this helped someone. I see a lot of people are on the show, listening to the show. I hope that this segment really helps someone and helps someone to understand that overtime is not worth it. And again, believe me, I am not knocking anybody for working overtime, trying to make more money, trying to get better and better and do better and save more money for rainy days or whatever. I'm not knocking that at all. But don't complain when you get a $4,000 paycheck and you're only taking home $2,300 of it. Don't complain, because that's why Uncle Sam is standing right next to you. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. And I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys. Yeah. Good night.
loneliness.